Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Ramesses.
That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Again.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
All right. I rise with the sun. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Sunday, Helios Deity, April the 23rd, 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got one of these shows that it really isn't a show, but it is a show, because everything that I do is based upon the under-over understanding of this Greek word called skenos. Or Skion, and I talk about this, and I don't talk about it, because it's the foundation of the entire universe. So when we talk about the foundation of the entire universe, we talk about there's an underlining theme. There is something that supports it, and that theme is what we're talking about today. We're talking about this thing that's called hidden, for me, it's called hidden science. And I was doing this interview the other day, and talking with this guy, Brother Lex, and we was doing the show. Sound quality did not come out that great. And so I did post it on YouTube, and we had problems logging on and, you know, all this other stuff back and forth, just trying to get this show started. And the title of the show was called Hidden Science. And when we talk about hidden science, we're just talking about the fiber, if you want to use that term, that underlines the entire universe. This is the rules that govern what you and I call reality. And so these rules that govern our reality are not taught. They are just assumed. And the problem is that most people, or a lot of people, they are operating and they are violating these laws. So by the grace and mercy of God, I stumbled upon and I found and I thought that these laws were interesting because of the fact that they controlled how things work. So when we talk about these laws, like the law of bioluminescence or biophotons, we talk about the laws of magnetics, the laws of the electricity, the laws of the electromagnetic spectrum, these are secret, and they are only a secret because they're not taught. We talk about the hidden metaphysics of water and how hydrogen works and how water basically is one of the most powerful conductors on the planet. And what happens to the body when we get into the mental telepathy and the mental aspects of mentalism? and how the world is based upon this Wi-Fi channel, if you want to use that term, that we all are connected to, but nobody knows anything about. There is a hidden science that has been lost. This is the source document. This is the source field. This is the source. This is the ether. This is the animating principle of the universe. And this science is not taught. You can't go to no school. You have to learn this science in a hidden vacuum. There is a way by which this spiritual awakening, this ability to understand how this quote-unquote invisible realm works. And this invisible realm is hidden because most of this stuff is not taught. And so today we want to just kind of scratch the surface about something that I will be talking about more and that I've talked about on since I've been around, since I've started. I started off understanding the hidden science behind everything that we do. And this hidden science, if we look in the medical field, for example, there is a science that's not being taught inside of the medical community that allows us to continue to operate or vibrate on an unhealthy level. So this is there is something that we are missing when we're talking about this hidden science. Now, one of the biggest things is the fact when we talk about the hidden science is how the human body emits and communicates with itself. This cellular communication, there is a whole science behind how cells communicate. And every cell inside of the body communicates with other cells inside of the body. But that's not taught to us. We're just supposed to know how when we drink water, when we drink H2O, what goes on inside of the body. And so what I've been doing that I have not really focused on or explained why I've been doing it is if you go through all of my shows, if you look at all of my books, if you go through my website at masterteacher33.com and you just read some of the names of some of the products, some of the services, some of the information, you will see that it's all dealing with the hidden sciences. For example, I just talked about the show Branding for Manifesting, how to brand yourself. In other words, how to establish yourself in a world where there's a lot of competition. We talked about selective clairnomics and holistic clairnomics. That is a hidden science, brothers. That is a hidden science. That is not being taught. The word clairnomics is, to my knowledge, I'm the only one on the planet that's even using that term. Google it and see. Who's teaching holistic clairnomics? Who on earth, what university can you go and teach and learn holistic clairnomics? If you have heard that term before I started talking about holistic clairnomics, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com and let me know where did you hear the word holistic clairnomics. I am very interested to find out if there's someone else teaching holistic clairnomics. I can't find it. What about selective clairnomics? Is there anybody teaching the difference between integrated, holistic, and selective clairnomics? And is there anybody teaching anything about clairnomics anywhere on the globe? When I type it in, I only get 196 hits on Google for the word clairnomics. And all 196 is usually primarily yours truly. That's a secret science. And so you're living your life, and I'm trying to explain, and I'm trying to express, expose, and expand to you something that maybe I moved too fast through it. And so that's why you don't know how to do it. Because if you move too fast through it, you won't know how to do it. And so this secret science, this hidden science of clairnomics, this is the household management of the soul. The soul is the mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, and the intellect. This holistic approach combines science, sociology, psychology, universal spiritual law, kingdom principles, biblical principles, into a holistic science that integrates so that way you can override any obstacle. But the reason why people are not moving forward is that I have not broken down to give you the understanding of why you have to understand the shadow government. Why you have to understand what goes on in the shadow government. Why is there a skion and a skinos? What is it about that Greek word that means shadow? This is the hidden government. If you go to Strong Concordance number 4639, Strong Concordance 4639, or if you go to any great search engine of your choice and type in the word S-K-I-A, which where I get my name from, which means in the shadow of God. So this is not something that I learned. This is not something that I read. This is not something that I was taught. This is something that I was born in the shadow. Skion, that's what the name Bethesda means. It means in the shadow. And so because this comes so easy for me, I just automatically assumed that it comes easy for you. And now I'm seeing that it's not. It doesn't come easy for everybody because everybody, a lot of people are struggling with the shadow government. A lot of people are struggling with the unseen forces. A lot of people are struggling with the occult community. A lot of people are struggling with the alchemical process. A lot of people don't understand the armas or the mana. And they don't understand how the scriptures tells us. We've all read it. I have a 400-page book that explains it, and you got it, and it's sitting at home on your shelf collecting dust because you did not read it. A lot of people did not read my book, The Cosmogrator. And without this understanding, brothers and sisters, you're not equipped for the fight because you're wrestling against flesh and blood. You think that it's your boyfriend or your girlfriend, you think it's the white man. I was on Brother Lex's show, man. He asked me a question. Now, I would like for everybody to go to YouTube or go to my Facebook page and listen to, you could probably only stomach about 10 minutes of the 2-hour show that I did on YouTube, and you could barely hear any of it. Because when you're dealing with the prince of the air, that is an unseen force. I have an entire book that talks about the unseen forces that it talks about in the book of Daniel. And so I don't have to go and learn this. I was born into it. And so when I did my book and I wrote my book on bioluminescence, and one of the questions that he asked, and I was challenged by, we didn't even bring the guy on, is some churchy dude, some prophet dude that didn't like the answers that I was providing, because I challenged any believer, and I still do, on any planet at any time and any place, to not debate you, brother or sister, but to educate you, because I can biologically, I can scientifically, I can mathematically, I can musically, I can economically prove to you the existence of the crest that overrides the crisp. And so while we are majoring in the minors, the enemy creates division because we're always talking about economics. We're debating about race. We was talking about on this gentleman's show, you know, the black conscious community. And they're still talking about melanin, and they're talking about the white man is the devil and all that stuff. Those are lower vibrational truths. Those don't need to be debated. There is a gene. Look at the definition of the words. So we could talk about the word caucus and Caucasian. But we could also talk about the word negate, negar. We could sit in, we could talk about this, and we could debate these minor non-issues that cause division. We could talk about systematic racism. We could talk about institutionalized, you know, poverty and racism. We could talk about all of the, you know, social and psychological ills and problems that's going on in this society today. Or we could deal with the hidden forces that is promoting all of the things that you want to fight about. So you want to beat me up? You want to meet me outside? You disagree with the fact that I'm using terms and words that you're not familiar with? Or the fact that you don't like the way I talk? You don't like my height, my weight, my skin color? You don't like what part of the country I live in? You don't like the fact that, you know, hey, I made mistakes? So you want to judge me? You want to put a bullet in my head, brother? You want to put a bullet in my head, sister, because of we disagree? That's the devil's job. And you playing right into it. Because of the skion and the skills that's oscillating and vibrating. And so until we can grow up and do what it says in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1, that is the reason why I don't usually go on and do a lot of interviews and talk to a lot of people that are not on my level. I don't have time to play church, man. Spent 50 years of my life doing that crap. Look at the title of the stuff I talk about. Most people who buy my books, they can't even read them. I have a book, Neurotheology and Nutrition. Do you know what that means? Neurotheology and Nutrition. What about the biological? What about the biology of the temple of God? So I got a book that explains the biological proof of the existing of the temple that is built by something somewhere that you and I don't know about. So if you buy that book, the title alone should frighten you. The biology of the temple of God? What God? What temple? And what the hell is biology? Just the word biology is enough for us to spend at least 5 years talking about the word biology. Bio means a course of living. Ology means words. So you mean to tell me that my words establish the course of my life? We could talk about that one word, man, and we blow past that word biology like it means nothing. The word biology should cause you to almost shake in your boots. Because you mean to tell me that somebody's words can establish the course of my life? Absolutely. And I've been proving it and I've been saying it for 20 years. And you listening to, you watching TV shows, you go to the Move Me. The word movie means move me. When you watch a movie, it is moving you. It is changing the course of your life. That's an unseen force, brother. That is an unseen force, sister, and I'm afraid for you, because every day you tune in to my blog talk show, some of you are part of my Clarinomics program, some of you listen to me on Facebook, and I can do a video on Facebook and post it on YouTube and I'll have 30 views. Then I go to World Star Hip Hop and I see a fight of some two black kids fighting in the hood, stabbing each other, and they got 3 million hits in less than an hour. And I could come over and drop major knowledge, and I got 30 views? And some little kid can go over there and make a freaking, what's that little girl that was on, I forgot the name of that song that's out now. Have you listened to the rap music today? Are you serious? That's music? Come on. And you listening to it? Have you watched the TV programs? Brothers and sisters, you have been dumbed down to a state where it's almost laughable. Because I can say the word biology, and I can post that word on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn. And I get negative responses from people. And they never even ask me what the definition of the word that I'm using. I just get attacked. It's the craziest thing since sliced bread. But see, I understand this word, S-K-I, the Strong Concordance number 4639. It means a shadow. It means a thick fog. It means thick darkness. It means a thick shade. The word skion, skinos, is the shadow of a looming presence. It is a spiritual reality. a spiritual reality relating to the light or the spiritual darkness. Now, I watched the movie Constantine with my boy from The Matrix. I forgot his name. Neo. Old movie, Constantine. Man, that's some deep shitness in that movie. They put that in the move E so that way it can move me. And so once you understand, my brother, let me try to express to you once again. So I have a book called Spiritual Engineering. Just that book, just those words alone, engineering the spirit realm. How are you going to manipulate the spirit realm if you don't even know what the hell it is? We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. So why do you dislike anybody? If any, I'm trying to wrap my brain around. I can have people come on. Go to my YouTube channel, Wake Up Black America. Look at some of the comments. Go to my YouTube channel, Wake Up Black America. Click on any of my videos. Look at some of the comments. How can you go on a comment and comment on somebody's stuff that you don't even know? You probably didn't even listen to. You know nothing about it. But you want to leave a negative comment. So you don't want. Now, this is how I know the level of people's lack of a level. The scripture says that we don't wrestle. So why are y'all doing it? This is why I don't have enemies. Now, when I was young, dumb, and stupid, I used to debate everybody. I spent all my I didn't produce anything. I didn't make no money. I was on top. How you guys know, man? I was, man. When I was in that blood, I was about to say cult group on Facebook, after 5,000 comments of going back and forth, debating. Then some dude was a retired general. Some dude was, I set up was a medical doctor in, what was that? I think he was from Mississippi. And so we scheduled this huge debate. And then at the last minute, I canceled it. Because God was like, Negro, what are you doing? I ain't called you to freaking be no debater. I called you to be an educator. Why in the hell are you wasting your time? Like you're gonna live forever. So I stopped. I haven't debated nobody since then. That was what, 3-4 years ago. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, drops the gauntlet that I need you to understand. Because I think I'm gonna start a series, and I don't know. This might be. I don't know if I want to waste my time. So this probably have to put a price tag on it to separate the people that just want to debate from the people that are serious. That's only when I charge money. That's only when I charge, you know, like ridiculous prices on stuff. Ain't nobody going to pay, you know, $5,000 to hang out with you if they ain't serious. Ain't nobody going to pay no freaking $200 for no book. I ain't going to pay $200 for a book unless it's something I really want. That's the reason why I charge what I charge, because I know people are not serious, man. You can't. It's not possible. It's not humanly possible. Because you want to go, you know, watch Love and Hip Hop and, you know, the Basketball Wives and, you know, play checkers and do all this other stuff. That's more important. How do I know? Are you serious? What do you think I was doing when I was in my 20s and 30s? I wasn't going to pay nobody no X amount of dollars, man. I was putting my money where I wanted to go. Follow the money. That's where people live. That's their God. Where do people put their money? That's what they worship. Where do people spend their time? That's what they worship. Nobody's interested in the hidden sciences, but they don't, because they don't understand what it is. If you understood what the hidden science was, you wouldn't study nothing but hidden science. You'd be just like me. You'd be up to 2, 3, 4 o'clock at night. You would maybe be getting 2 or 3 hours of sleep. If you really had a basic understanding of the hidden sciences, you mean to tell me that based upon what is known, scientifically proven? Now, I'm not talking about astrology. I'm not talking about no damn fortune telling, no tarot card, numerology, runes, freaking, Sufism. I'm not talking about Satanism. I'm not talking about the Kabbalah. I'm not talking about Islam, Christianity. Science, that ain't science. That's religion. I ain't talking about no damn voodoo. I ain't talking about no hoodoo. I ain't talking about Sufism. I'm not talking about spookism. That's not science. What I'm talking about is a systematic system of hidden laws and principles on which the entire universe is based. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the unknown discovery of how the material realm is supported by the invisible realm that it talks about in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, 2, and 3. That's what I'm talking about. That's hidden science. Nobody knows that. Very few people understand that. I'm talking about the fact that I can scientifically prove what you call religion. I'm talking about that there is a system that exists. It's called the golden means. Some people call it the golden rule. Some people call it the golden ratio. But it's noted that it's golden. Because why? It is O-R. Heavenly Father, Father say break it down. I'm talking about O-R-M-E. Orbitally rearranged monotonic elements. I'm talking about what the Bible calls manna. I'm talking about what is called in the hidden occult community, the M state. I'm talking about a group of substances that when you put it on a scale, it has no weight. When you take it off the scale, you can't even pick it up. I'm talking about moving 5, 6, 7, 10 tons of rock with your voice, like they do in like the Tibetan monks did, like Joshua did when he fought the Battle of Jericho and the walls came tumbling down. He used sound, frequencies, waves, and vibrations. Do you know how that works, brother? Do you know how that works, sister? Do you understand platinum and copper and how to detox the body spiritually with your vibration? Do you understand frequency healing? I ain't talking about no taking no damn pills. I ain't talking about no sun gazing. I ain't talking about going out doing no enemas. I'm talking about with your brain. How do you heal yourself with your brain, brother? That is the hidden sciences that we should be studying. That is what everybody should be listening to. The entire biological system, your brain, the earth, and everything on it is based upon the same system. You're one. When you're destroying the earth, you're destroying yourself. This is not hidden. It's just not studied. People are not interested in how the world works. I don't know why. People are not interested in how they work. I don't know why. People are not interested in how the sun works. I don't know why. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out. When I wrote my book, Bioluminescence, and I came out with the biological proof of Lucifer, and I told people to look up inside of to go and Google it if you want to buy my book because it costs $400. I ain't going to give it away for free. I charge a lot of money because I put in a lot of effort to understand how to direct the human experience. My life don't happen to me. I mold my life. Nothing happens in my life that is a surprise. I understand how the atoms and the molecules that make up the body are the result of bioluminescence and how the sun is more than heat. And I understand how what is called the black body and how it works. And I understand what is called the bodily incarnation that uses a bodily incantation that results in a bodily incarceration. You are incarcerated by the incantation words of your incarceration. That is how your zygote divides. What does that mean? That means that your words establishes a prison that you live in that you call your world. So right now, you have problems in your life that your voice, now not the one that I'm using right now, the inner voice. I'm talking about the mental. I'm talking about mentalism. So I'm talking about the fact that there's a small, still voice in your head that's created this world that your physical body is living in, and you don't like it. Well, change the voice. You change the world. But how do you do that? Nobody cares. Nobody wants to study what I did on the CSF. So I have a book that breaks down biologically how to control your life using your cerebral spinal fluid, which is really your cherubim. It's your angel, your angelic, because an angel is just an angle of light. So light reflects inside of your body that creates your prism, but it's a PRISM. It's not a PRISON. You are a prism. So you are in prism. You are a fallen angle of light. You got to raise your angle. You got to change the angle of the light to change the angle of the vibration of the body. Now, I broke all of this down biologically inside of the book CSF. I sold about 10 copies of that book. Nobody gives a damn about it. Nobody wants to know the truth. We all want to blame our girlfriend, our boyfriend, the white man, the blue man. Oh, I don't have enough money. It's the economy. It's the fact that Donald Trump is in office. So I'm going to go pick it. I'm going to go give me a sign and go stand out in front because I want Donald Trump to hand me something. Or I got a disease in my body. It's because they put fluoride in the water, brother, and they got chemtrails in there, man. You know, what are we supposed to do? Man, I might as well just put a bullet in my head, but I'm defenseless. There's nothing I can do. That crap don't have no effect on the body when it maintains a white mental state. The government can come up with all kind of technological weaponry. It has no effect on the biological chemistry. If you understand your cerebral spinal fluid. I broke down and I did the show on the metaphysics of Christ consciousness. Metaphysics, breaking down the Christ consciousness, how they gave us Constantine's mindset instead of the constellations mindset. And I put it inside of every Dear Kinnear report that I write. I have a chapter inside of the Dear Kinnear report that gives you the biblical and the scientific proof of the power that's inside of what they say is the devil. Obviously, they ain't read the same book that I've been reading, whoever they is. Everything on earth is defined by a numerical configuration. All life can be reduced and explained by math, music, and language. The currents of this numerical expression brings into an alignment or disalignment a series of events that will put your life out of balance or in balance based upon the numbers that align with the body. On a higher level, this is called photon light or photon physics. This I'm reading out of my book called Photon Physics. Well, I can use photons or packages of light or biophotons or bioluminescence, and I can biologically prove how to change the level of the body. So that way, your skin vibrates or emits a certain level of light. And if you are a melanated individual, you are at an advantage that also makes you, that gives you a disadvantage. Because your body, your skin, as I've been saying for 25 years, absorbs heat and information. What happens when you get too much information, brother? What happens when you get too much information? Too much informing creates a deforming. That's why I got a lot of black folks walking around here crazy because they got too much information. Too much information creates what they call nuclear fusion. The word nuclear means new clay. You are producing new clay. That's why they get the word, that's what a nuclear bomb is. It's destroying the nucleus or the new clay. So there is a plethora of light particles that are manifested as numerical particles. This is inside of the brain. So the brain adjusts to these new energies by lifting your consciousness above it. That's why you have to go out in the sun. That's why I count the number of days, and I've been telling everybody else to do it. How many of y'all doing it? How many days of sunlight did you get this last 30 days? Watch how limited now the sun is. Because they know what you know. Why is the Bible called a sun book? Why am I talking to you on a Sunday? Sun means Helios. Day means deity. This is the deity day, the Helios deity. But we don't understand what the Helios means. It adjusts the brain. The brain adjusts to the Helios. This is inside of my book that I've been breaking down. Again, I wrote that book almost 15 years ago. I don't even sell that book anymore. It's not even wasting my time advertising it. Nobody's interested in learning how to set their own biological clocks. Because you can if you understand the seasons and the times. But oh, no, brother, that's demonic, brother. We can't do that. And so this hidden science is that is inside of the Bible. And it's outside of the Bible. Because Yahushua taught in parables. He taught esoterically and esoterically. Do you even know that the name Jesus in Greek is 888? That means infinity times infinity times infinity. Take an 8, turn it on its side, brother. In Greek, the name Jesus is I-A-S-O-U-S. The numerical equivalent in gematria for the name Jesus in Greek is infinity times infinity times infinity. Now, for some people, that don't mean nothing. For me, it means something. So I'm not caught up in the fact that whether you call his name Jesus or whether you don't. I use the name Yahushua because, again, I understand I have a book called The Magic Language of Hebrew. Do you know that Hebrew is a mystical language? Do you know that Hebrew does something to the body when you speak it? When spoken, when you speak paleo Hebrew, not this watered down Hebrew that they got now. When you speak the original Hebrew, do you know that it changed the molecular structure of matter that they had like inside of the movie The Transformers? Now they're coming out with programmable matter. Do you know that your voice, your frequency, your wave programs matter when spoken with the right pronunciation, with the right dialect? Why do you think they took out paleo Hebrew? Nobody speaks paleo Hebrew. People speak Hebrew because they understand, or again, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against who? You think I'm the enemy, brother? Do you really, really, really overstand? Psalms 8:3 says that when I consider the heavens and the works of the fingers of God, the moons and the stars which you have set in place. The Bible says that the heavens declare the handiwork. And you telling me that that's demonic? Have you read Psalms 19:1? When it says that the heavens declare the glory of God and the skies proclaim the work of his handiwork? Psalms 147 verse 4 says he determines the number of the stars and he calls each star by its name. And Constantine replaced the constellations and now you know Constantine. You know the number of hairs on Constantine's head, but you don't know the name of the stars in the heavens. We got Constantine's Messiah. Have you ever even thought about, have you ever even read Job 9:9? What about Job 26:13 that talks about the Draco, the crooked serpent? What about Amos 5:8? What about Job 31:32? Have you read in Job 38:32 where God talks about the Mazarus? And why is that word is the only word that is in Paleo Hebrew inside of the entire Helios Biblius? Job 38:32, Mazarus, in English means constellations. 12 constellations that represents the 12 cranial nerves that represents the 12 messiahs. The constellations have been tracked since the beginning of time up until 325 AD when Constantine said, don't track the constellations, track me. So we got Constantine signs. We got Constantine seasons. But Genesis 1:14 tells us something different. Genesis 1:14 tells me that the big G, he created these constellations for signs and for seasons for us. So that way we're not caught off guard. We know what's happening. All we got to do is look at the stars. But you can't do that now, brother. That's demonic. Have you read Genesis 15:5? What about Isaiah 13:9? What about Joel 13:15? What about Matthew 24:29? What about the word astrology or the word astronomy itself, the definition of the word? What about Babylonian astronomy? Well, I don't use that. I use Theo and I use alphanumerics. Brothers and sisters, this is the secret science that they don't want you to know about. Who the hell is they? You said they, Brother Will. Who is they? Well, let's go to the Helios Biblios. Let's find out who the hell they is. Ephesians 6:12 tells me, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but it is against the rulers, number one, against the authorities, number two, against the powers of the world's darkness, number three, against the spiritual forces of evil on earth, in the heavenly realms, number four. Therefore, we got to do something. What we got to do, brothers? What we got to do? We got to take up the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you'll be able to stand your ground. So unless you understand these hidden sciences, you can't stand your ground when the day of evil shows up. What does that mean? That means when something really, really bad happens in your life and the devil slaps you upside the head, you're going to fold. He's going to walk through you like hot butter. Why? You don't understand that you ain't wrestling against me. You don't understand that it's not about the government. You don't understand that the people in your life that hurt you, those are the people in your life that's actually trying to help you. You don't understand that you don't fight against flesh and blood. So anybody that you can see, you should not dislike them. You should dislike the ruling disposition in them that you can't see. Now we get to, I did a whole book called The Masters of Manipulation or The Metaphysics of Manipulation. The metaphysics of manipulation is the science behind how you are being controlled and how the shadow government uses your body to get you to do stuff to hurt God's people. He's been using me for 40 plus years. I just decided that, you know what, you ain't using my body no more, dog. I'm sorry, you got to find somebody else. So I wrote a book called Being God, where I broke down how I got rid of the Lucifer that was operating in my brain. Now, I'm not underneath the next book that I wrote called The Vatican Deception. So I'm not underneath the Vatican's deception, man. You know what Vatican means, foreteller of the future? So everything that you're doing, the Vatican is telling you what to do. Now, you don't know it, but they're doing it. So until you start to be God, be means exist, God means love. And so until you start to, again, what is the golden ratio, my anointed brother? What is the golden means, my educated sister? What is the golden rule? Everybody knows the golden rule. You may not know the mathematics of the golden means. You may not know the science of pi. You might understand phase conjugation, and you're still part of a congregation. You might not understand the word and what it means by phase conjugation, where your heart implodes, your heart explodes. You may not understand the science, the hidden forces behind O-R-M-U-S and Armus, what the Bible calls manna. But you do understand the golden rule. Do we not? Is there anybody that never heard of the golden rule? I pray to God that you have heard of it. Now, we know it comes out of the Helios Biblios. It's in Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. We've all heard the golden rule. Do unto others as you want them to do unto you. That's it. Do to others what you want them to do to you. Somebody please write that down. Brothers and sisters, that is the hidden force that controls the entire universe. This is the basic rule of the chi or the prana. This is the golden ratio. Now, the golden rule, notice it's golden, because what is gold? Take Lucifer out of the word gold, and you have the word God. Gold is God with Lucifer in it. Just like the world is the word with Lucifer in it. Take Lucifer out. Take phosphate out. Take the L, which is the Kyrios, which is the Lord inside of the Bible. Now, we could get deep if you want to get deep. But I know most of you kind of, you know, y'all got other stuff that y'all got to do today. You got a picnic, you know, y'all got to go to, you got a, you know, basketball game on, or, you know, hey, you want to go to the movies. You got more important things to do. I understand. So, you know, hey, I'll keep it brief. The golden rule, brother, is gold. What is gold? Gold is the only thing on the planet that orbitally rearranges the molecular structure of your body and everything. Gold. Why do you think the Anunnaki freaking flew down here from wherever the hell they came from and basically genetically engineered you? Now, most of the things you got to go out and eat some kind of crap. Do you know that gold is in your food? You know the best place where you can get gold that's digestible, the armas, is in seawater, seafood. You know why the people who eat a seafood diet live longer than anybody else on the planet? Eskimos and then people over in Okinawa. The old station over in Okinawa, Japan, you know, they eat fish and rice. That's it. Pretty much every day. Them suckers live a long time, and none of them got no health problems, no obesity. Never saw an overweight person when I was in Okinawa or mainland Japan other than them genetically engineered sumo wrestlers. They didn't eat the diet that everybody else did. Seafood. Why is it called seafood? So there's something in the sea water that have armas in it. Now, that's another study for another time, but let me make sure you understand the golden rule. Because, see, we already talked about, the golden ratio. We talked about the golden rule, so we know that we want to do unto others. This is the hidden science. This is how you win. This is how you become wealthy, healthy, wise, and have a great relationship. Do unto others what you would like for them. We said, nah, Brother Will, you don't understand, brother. I'm an old school dog. Eye for an eye, teeth for a teeth. There it goes. So you piss me off, I'll piss you off. You know what I'm saying? Up to bump the golden rule. Okay. See how that works for you. What about the golden ratio? Do you know that in mathematics, the golden ratio, that means that there is a sum of a larger part that you can figure out. In other words, the golden ratio, they say, is 1.6111, something like that. So what does that mean? Well, the golden ratio is in everything. It's like the Fibonacci sequence. The golden ratio, you know, they say your ear is like a shell. If you find a shell, it has that perfect, you know, semicircle. Now, I'm not on here going to try to teach you guys nothing about the mathematical relevance or relevancy of the golden ratio. All I'm saying, the golden ratio is the golden means and the golden rule in the mathematical formula, the golden ratio. So we got the golden rule, we got the golden ratio. Now we need the golden means. The golden means. So the golden means is similar to the golden ratio. It is the means by which gold is expressed through the body. So the golden mean is a theory, if you want to use that term, that is equivalent to the golden ratio, which is a theory, if you want to use that term, which is equivalent to the golden rule. But the emphasis for me is on the white powder gold, manna from heaven. See, manna from heaven is, I don't know if I can really break this down for you, brothers and sisters, but basically, notice that God did something with this when he fed his people out in the desert, and he fed them with this white powder gold. Now, another study for another time, but that's another one of the secret, or one of the hidden sciences. And so if we don't understand what that is and how to get it, instead of going to somebody who's trying to sell it, and we have to depend upon the fact that they did it correctly, Maybe they did do it correctly. Maybe they didn't do it correctly. So I'm not putting my spiritual and my health in somebody else's hand. So I'm going to produce my own. Thankfully, the body produces it itself. Just like, you know that the body produces everything that, you get from a plant, the body produces itself. Now, I've already proven this when I did my show on morpheme and morphum. And I talked about the difference. Now, morpheme is a drug that is produced outside of the body. Morpheme, M-O-R-P-H-E-M-E, is a drug that is reduced from the language. It is a grammatical unit of language. It's what is called morphology. So you can get the drug M-O-R-P-H-I-N-E, or you can get the drug M-O-R-P-H-E-M-E. Which one you got, bro? So anything that you can get from a plant, your body normally produces it. Now, people ask me all the time, well, Brother Will, why you exercise so much? And I told you guys before, it's called the runner's high. So when you run, your body produces a chemical that is released inside of the body that matches or is the same chemical or give you the same feeling if I was high on opium or if I was high on smoking marijuana. So I get the same feeling that all of these people are going out spending hundreds of dollars a week to smoke marijuana, to do crack cocaine, to do any kind of drug. I go exercise, and according to modern science, my body produces the same chemical that you do. I get mine for free. How much you paying for yours, bro? That's hidden science. Now, everybody listen to me. Y'all should send me about $1,000 just for that piece of information alone. That ain't nothing. That is kindergarten stuff. I wrote a book called Bioluminescence. Now, inside of this book, Bioluminescence, I broke down the spiritual origins of how the body emits light through this thing called biophotons. And I broke down inside of the book the biological existence of our cells and our DNA and how our body emits light through what is called photons and biological photons and how your skin captures information more than it does heat. So your skin is the biggest semiconductor on the planet. That's inside of the book Bioluminescence. I think I sold about 5 copies of that. People don't understand. What about the Elohim deception? What about the voice of God? What about the book I did, 400-page book, 12-hour audio series, a book called Christened? This is the biological proof of the existing of the crest inside the body. Biologically proven. Take on all comers. Challenge anybody that's willing to prove that what I got inside this book is incorrect. Brothers and sisters, that is hidden science. I think I sold about 10 of those copies. Nobody's interested. Or very few people is interested. Now, I understand. We don't see no value in it. Because we don't understand how is it gonna put money in my pocket. We don't understand how is this gonna, help me be a better husband or a better brother or a better sister or better this or better that. We don't understand. So we don't understand white powder gold. We don't understand how the already rearranged myotonic elements, how to maintain an M state. We don't understand that. We don't understand how to walk in the spirit. So that way, now we got the scriptures that tells us to do it, but we don't know how to do it scientifically. We don't understand the science behind it because it's hidden. So we know that we need to do the golden rule. We need to do unto others as we would like them to do unto us. But as soon as somebody comes and slaps me in the face, the golden rule just went out the window. And I'm going to put my golden hands around your neck. So until we figure out the science that allows me to turn the other cheek, we in deep kimchi. So I'm going to start talking a little bit more about the sciences again, just going over some of the stuff that I've already written to explain to you how your body, again, takes its orders from your electricity and your chemistry, that take its orders from your linguistics or your language. So you are a spirit that has possession of a soul that manifests itself through a body. That's what you are. And without the under, over, and understanding of that process and how it works and how you should focus on exactly what the Bible tells us to, when it tells us to think on these things, it tells us what things to think on. Because our wrestle, our struggle, we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but we are fighting against evil rulers. We're fighting against authorities of the unseen world. Notice the world is unseen. So the unseen world uses unseen forces to manipulate the seen world. So we are fighting against this unseen world. We're fighting against these unseen forces. And it's time, my brothers and sisters, that you learn how to fight. It is time that you learn how to fight spiritually, mentally. That's what I mean by put on the full armor of God. Put on the full armor of God so that you'll be able to stand against the devil's schemes. See, if you don't put on the full, most people don't even know. Now, I have a whole book that explains it. The first message I ever preached when I was a licensed and ordained minister was on Ephesians chapter 6. I had no clue 30 years ago. I had none of the knowledge that I have now. I didn't know that I was called by God, that I was in the shadow of God to deal with the shadow people and the shadow government and to bring what was out. Like the Bible says, what is hidden is going to be drug out and exposed in the light. I had no idea that I would be doing what I am doing now when I was a young minister. The first message I ever did was on the armor of God. I still remember that message. I was scared little chicken. But now I understand the armor of God that it talks about in Ephesians 6:11. Brothers and sisters, you got to put on that armor, and you need to put on that armor yesterday. So I may do a show that breaks down the whole armor of God. So that way you can make sure that you put on that helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, that you put on the belt of truth, that you take up the shield of faith, that you shod your feet with the gospel of peace. But the most important thing, brother, the most important thing, the only offensive weapon is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word. You can have everything, but if you do not have a sword, if you don't know how to sword, you can't fight in the shadow realm and the unseen forces. You got to put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. You got to take up the shield of faith. You got to gird your loins with the gospel of peace. You got to shod your feet. Gird your loins with the gospel of truth. Shod your feet with the gospel of peace and take up your sword. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That, my brothers and sisters, is how you dwell and how you win in the shadow realm with the shadow government. My brothers and my sisters, I want to thank everybody for joining me on today's show. I'm going to have to start talking about and explaining this unseen forces because we need to move forward in this war. And the only way that you can move forward in the spiritual realm and the spiritual war is to understand the hidden science of the unseen forces. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. His son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you into all truth because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pocket. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dream, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.